Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Kempire is brought to you by... Do you know how important it is to rate and review a podcast? Rate and review the Kempire podcast today. 5 stars. Let us know what you love about the podcast. Rate and review the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Did you know that you can watch the Kempire channel on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter? Follow us on all of our platforms. More information on our YouTube, our Blue Sky, our Twitter, aka X, and more socials, and every way that you can support us will be available in the episode notes. You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Oh, now, here we go now, here we go now. Guys, let me know if you can hear me, see me, all the good things. Look, Mercury is in retrograde. If you were here for our recap of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, towards the end, we went a long time recapping the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and at the end, we froze a little bit. Something's going on. It's not my camera. It's the platform, because my camera's still working, so I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. That's tech. Welcome to our Married to Medicine recap. Yes, I am in the studio, standing and dancing and doing all the things. Roots for Tres says, you're late. Okay, and problem? Do you know we were just live for like 2.5 hours recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta? Then I went back, had to eat something because I'm human. And then I also had to rewatch for the third time the last few minutes of Married to Medicine so that I can do a recap for you. Then I was on support, customer support, in regards to the freezing of the camera issue earlier. Sorry. I'm not just sitting here twiddling my thumbs and scrolling through Instagram. I also posted 3 new videos on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube. But what have you done today? Y'all gonna stop playing with me. I'm in my villain era, okay? What exactly did you do in the meantime since I ended the Real Housewives of Atlanta recap? What did you do in the last hour since we were just live? I just like to know. All right. Elizabeth says, the beauty of working for yourself. Exactly. And I'm not intentionally trying to be late. I'm not trying to waste y'all's time. I'm trying to make sure that this experience is as seamless as possible and that you have other content to watch. But okay, fine. Next time I just won't. You know what? We'll do Married to Medicine on Tuesdays. Okay. Just because of that, we'll just do Married to Medicine on Tuesdays. It's okay. We're not gonna stop our party for one person. Okay. All right. Ruth says I'm cooking right now. Well, I'm glad. Can I get a meal? All right. Anyway, focus, everyone. Married to Medicine. What did you guys think of the reunion? I have to say the reunion was quite telling in regards to Sweet Tea and the hype that some of y'all have been putting in Sweet Tea's, I guess, comment section. I think, you know, because she started her YouTube channel and it is a place where people have really hyped her up. And rightfully so, because I think we have to be able to understand this group of women have not been perfect. They have done some terrible things over the years, some of them. And we should still be able to see, well, this person's wrong for this particular part, or this person's not innocent. Okay. And I think I found a tell with Sweet Tea. When she's not telling the truth, she looks like this is all she was doing. All she was doing, blinking and looking up in the air. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Why are you up here? We are down here, Sweet Tea. We are down here. Why are you up here looking and blinking and talking up here? We are down here. Talk to us. I just noticed it. Did you guys notice it? All right. Where's my notes? Oh, there goes my notes. Okay, I have to talk about the obvious things. The reunion looks. I know. It's like beating a dead horse because I feel like we've talked about the Married to Medicine reunion looks more than we talk about the Real Housewives. And that's where it all started. We always talked about the Real Housewives reunion looks. But we started doing it for other shows, specifically Married to Medicine. And we've talked endlessly about this year's reunion looks, because some of the pictures made some of the reunion looks better than they actually were. None of them looked worse and looked better in person. I'm just saying. For the most part, I mean, Quad still looked great as the picture and in person. We haven't seen Dr. Mimi just yet, but I liked her look. I will say Dr. Contessa's dress was beautiful. Her hair and makeup were not hitting for me. The hair and makeup did not do her justice. And I think she's a beautiful woman. I just didn't think it did her justice, in my opinion. Okay? Sweetie still looked bad. It still looked bad. Sorry, Sweetie. I think you've looked beautiful in other looks. Your Watch What Happens Live look was great. This reunion look was not hitting. Hair, makeup, the dress, most definitely. It was, even when you sat down, it was just so weird. Oh, gosh. It was not a good look. I will say Toya definitely looked better in person than the picture that they posted in regards to her reunion look. And again, her dress probably was the most in theme in comparison to the rest of the women. And this theme was based off of her anniversary party. Okay. But yeah, Dr. Heavenly's reunion look looked like she was falling out of her dress. The choker looked cheap. I didn't like the choker for this outfit. Her hair and makeup looked fine, but the dress looked, she was like, she was falling out of her dress. I was like, you have no nerve to be talking about people in the reunion looks. But you were right about Dr. Simone's reunion look. It was horrible. But her hair and makeup, I think that's what blinded me. The dress looked like, it looked like Denise from The Cosby Show did it. And it was a Gordon Gartrell original. The dress was not cute. Dr. Jackie's dress, like, all right. It was fine. Like, it wasn't falling apart. It definitely looked well-tailored. It just wasn't my favorite look. But Dr. Jackie looked fine, okay? But did you guys notice, though? Dr. Contessa was out there from the beginning of this reunion. Dr. Contessa's coming back full-time next season. Why did they have Dr. Contessa? She's supposed to be a friend of the season. But Dr. Contessa was out there from the beginning. That told me everything I needed to know about her future with Married to Medicine. So Andy was like, you know, we missed you, and she felt good about that. But she didn't miss the drama that happened last season. But I was sort of like, the fact that she was out there since the beginning of the Married to Medicine reunion, I said, Dr. Contessa's coming back. Yeah, she's coming back. And she had her own package. What friend of gets their own package? Dr. Contessa's coming back. And I already told you, based off of the season, and I think what she did at the reunion by letting us know that she went into therapy with Dr. Scott, and that by her complaining and talking about the issues that they had, forced them to go into therapy, and their marriage is better than ever. Do I believe that? I don't know. I don't think I do. No, do I? No, I don't. But it is a better way of us, okay, can we move forward with Dr. Contessa? Because she did try to gaslight the audience and make us believe like we were crazy in what we witnessed. Okay. But I'm, because Dr. Contessa, of all these women, probably is the most level-headed of these women, are the most level-headed. So, see, Amanda says, I forgot she was a friend. She didn't forget, because I'm sure that check was not the same.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I'm sure that check was not the same. So bring Dr. Contessa back. We'll see what Dr. Contessa's story will be. I don't care for Dr. Contessa and Dr. Heavenly fighting. That's how they ended the reunion. It was the argument between them. I did not expect for some of the women to confirm that the streets of Atlanta have been talking about Dr. Damon Daddy cheating. Three different people said this on the cast. Quad says, I haven't heard anything. Okay, let's start off with this reunion. So Sweetie, so everyone's backstage. Sweetie, they show Sweetie when Sweetie went on live, and she was talking about how Toya wanted her to go at Quad this season. And I said, I can believe that, because we have to remember Toya and Quad were not in a good place before the season started. However, I'm noticing a pattern with Sweetie, and I don't think we can necessarily trust everything that Sweetie says. Because really, at the end of the day, do I think that Toya reveled in the fact that Sweetie was going to be on this show? Yes. However, did she need Sweetie to go at Quad? No. Toya has been able to go at Quad on her own for a long time. I don't think she needed sweet. First of all, sweet tea ain't that bright. Oh, damn.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But she's not like a shade assassin. And we saw her try to do that at the reunion and it failed every time. So if Toya was really going to use anybody to go at Quad, Toya would be less than smart to use Sweet Tea. What is Sweet Tea going to... You expect Sweet Tea saw she was tearing these women down during the reunion, and she wasn't. It fell flat every single time because you know what she was doing? She was reading what you guys have been saying on social media about these women, and she decided to take notes and bring those up during the reunion. So she fell flat. All right. So backstage, Dr. Jackie and Simone are getting ready and they talk about Phaedra not being there. And they're like, okay, you know, they're not surprised at that. Quad speaks with Annie and says she's not worried about King and Greg's interaction because she knows King can control himself. He just couldn't in Key West. Okay. Heavenly tells Andy that I don't have beef with anybody. I mean, he was like, you and Dr. Contessa, they have beef with me. Okay. Because there's something I need to say in regards to Dr. Heavenly. I've been giving it to Dr. Heavenly a lot this season, rightfully so. And today won't be any different. Because Dr. Heavenly posted all of the times that Phaedra has been mean or a mean girl on social media or on this show. She posted a video compilation of all the times that Phaedra has been a mean girl, okay? And I don't disagree with that, okay? But you post that video, and then, and yes, some people might say, well, she went after Dr. Damon Daddy. She posts a picture of Dr. Contessa's mouth, her teeth, in regards to, and called them, what did she call them? Biracial teeth? Because they're different colors? Here's the thing, though, Dr. Heavenly. You can't talk about people. First of all, you're sitting here talking about someone being a mean girl, and then you go do this. And this is just one example, many examples, because someone could put a compilation of all the times that you've been a mean girl on this show and online. Wait, buckle up for that compilation, okay? However, you can't talk about someone else's teeth when Dr. Damon Daddy's jagged teeth are looking like that. How do you have a wife that's a dent? Everyone in your damn family should have stellar teeth. And that doesn't mean you have to have veneers. You can have great teeth and not have veneers. But Dr. Damon Daddy, now Dr. Contessa decides to go. Dr. Contessa, do it. do it. Post it on social media. Go show his jagged teeth. You can't talk about her teeth. I mean, Dr. Contessa. But you can't talk about his teeth and your husband's teeth look like they're fighting against each other in his mouth. You can't do that. And you're a dentist. It'd be different if it was just your husband and you weren't a dentist. You were a doctor or something else. But you're a dentist and your husband could literally just go in your... You're giving, you know, the less than fortunate teeth makeovers. And your husband's teeth are fighting with each other. Your husband's teeth are saying this.
You did a great job.
Right? Like, sir, ma'am, his teeth want to be set free. All right, let me focus. Where did I get? Okay, I wanted to talk about that because that's what's happening when it comes to Married to Medicine on social media right now. Good Girl says, now I got to go look at Damon's teeth. There are pictures. Shout out to our friends over at the Bravo Shade Room. You can go check their Instagram account. And that's why, is that why he and King relate? Not only when it comes to their wives or their girlfriends? Yes, King, I see you're being sued for a stolen car. But anyway, I haven't seen the lawsuit in front of me just yet. We'll have to do a separate live on that. Maybe that's what you guys have in common, because King's teeth too are questionable.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, can I focus? Yes, let's focus. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. We are talking about the latest episode of Married to Medicine. We're live on TikTok. We're live on Twitch, Twitter, and of course, here on YouTube. If you're not following me on all the places, you're missing out because we do separate things on different platforms. So make sure you're following me on all the places, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, X, all the places. And be sure to subscribe to the Kempire Podcast. That's where we post our live recaps, audio, and special episodes, including Club Kempire, where I am recapping The White Lotus. Become a Club Kempire baddie today. All right. And join our Discord. That is available in the description of this week's recap of The White Lotus episode 5. All right. Okay. So back to this. Well, okay, so Sweet Tea, before they even go out, I can't even believe it. I haven't even gotten into the damn reunion yet. So Sweet Tea tells her, I guess her glam people or her producer, I don't know who that was she was talking to. And has she come out yet? Has she come out yet? Speaking of Quad, has she come out yet? She's like, I want to be the last one that comes out. What is going on in your head, Sweet Tea? So I really, all these little things are telling me more about what's going on with Sweet Tea, because I feel like the fame and the attention that she's gotten, because maybe she's never gotten this amount of attention. I can probably guarantee you she's never gotten this amount of attention. Okay. She's also a twin. So the attention's also split there too. So maybe that's what it is. This is the first time she's sort of like the star. And she's like, I want to be the last one. Girl, if you are the first or the last, ain't nobody in that outfit. Ain't no, yeah, look, you're definitely the star because everybody's talking about that look. Okay. If you were the first, last, second, the third, no one would have noticed. Sorry.
What is this, honey?
I was so. If you didn't pay attention, you would have missed it. This was literally before they even came out. She wanted to be the last one out, as if she was going to make this grand entrance to the reunion. Like, girl, just go and sit down. Go and sit down. Okay? Please. Tears of Joy says, is she a star? Is she the star in the room with us? Tears of Joy says, she should have definitely went out first. Lala Chanel says she has weird energy and it really stood out. She's awkward. She's definitely awkward, which is okay. We all have our awkward moments, but it's just we're all not on reality television. Kay Avery, thank you for being a member. Kay Avery says, did you hear Toya when she came? No, what did Toya say? I can't remember now, because Toya was already having beef with her because of the lie that Sweet Tea had the day before the reunion. So, or maybe it was the day of the reunion. Or no, I think it was the day before reunion. So there were already issues, okay, between them. So I wouldn't be so surprised, okay? Good Girl says very weird energy. Lady D says starless. In Nene Leakes' voice. All right, let's move on. So we start the reunion, okay? As I said to you before, what stood out to me was the fact that Dr. Contessa was out there with everyone else, okay? All right. Where are the husbands? I guess the husbands hadn't arrived for the reunion just yet because she was FaceTiming with Dr. Gregory. I guess he was at the hotel. But the husbands will be a part of next week's episode of Married to Medicine. Okay. All right. Andy announces that Phaedra will not be a part of the reunion. And then he plays a video clip. Well, even before he plays a video clip of her confessionals that the women had not seen. Toya says that she's been in contact with Phaedra, and Phaedra apparently told Toya that she wouldn't help this show for Ish. You didn't help this show. Look, I get it. There are Phaedra fans, and you are entitled. I'm sure some of you in the live chat are Phaedra fans. That is fine. But we cannot sit here and pretend as if Phaedra brought anything to Married to Medicine. She didn't even bring eyes on the show. I'm sure there were a few people maybe in the first couple of weeks that were interested in seeing what Phaedra was going to offer the show. But she offered nothing in her first season and barely anything in her second season. And please understand, she was calling Real Housewives of Atlanta the Titanic when she was over here in Married to Medicine. She swore up and down, if she was a part of Married to Medicine, it would have saved her marriage to the inmate Apollo Nida. Girl, that was not going to save your relationship from your relationship with Apollo. Apollo was still doing crimes and headed off to prison. You really? then all of a sudden, the minute they call you, Phaedra, there's an open spot for you. Candy will allow you to come here because she's no longer here. There's an open spot for you over at Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'll be right over. Ooh, yes. So please understand, if that door was not open and Kenya was still there, Phaedra would still be shucking and jiving for Married to Medicine. And no matter how people feel about the Married to Medicine women, we can do two things. We can hold the women of Married to Medicine accountable for some of the nasty and mean girl things that they've done. But let's not sit here and pretend like Phaedra has not been a mean girl and nasty and did some of the worst things you could do to someone. And that is as an attorney and Instagram model. We could do both. The Married to Medicine women have not been perfect. They've done what they've done, and we've called them out for that. But Phaedra's never-before-seen confessionals, calling them trash, calling them angry Black women. The way she talked about them, and she made it a general statement. She didn't just say about Heavenly. If she had just said about Heavenly, I'd be like, well... I'd be like, well, you know, I could understand because... She was the mastermind about in regards to inviting Apollo. Even though she does break the fourth wall heavily and say that she did talk to Phaedra and say, not just what we saw on camera, she said that Apollo wanted to film. And Phaedra said that was okay. But we did see on camera that Phaedra knew that Apollo was coming. Dr. Jackie and Heavenly both felt as if, well, she thought one way that this whole situation with Apollo was going to go, and it didn't go the way that she thought it was going to go. And that's why she got upset. Still, I don't think what happened with Apollo is the reason why Phaedra left the show. I believe Phaedra left the show because the opportunity over at Atlanta opened up, and that's why she left the show. Please understand, Phaedra would have been at this reunion. She would be there for another season if the production wanted her. She would still be there if that door was still closed. Point blank, period. So I'm not excited about Phaedra being on Real Housewives of Atlanta for 2 weeks because Phaedra's not going to give you anything real about her life. Please understand. And for all that, you don't have a storyline. We have enough liars over at Real Housewives of Atlanta right now. Okay. We have enough. We don't need to add another one. But they already did it. So we shall see. And I'm sure she'll add the fun. I'm sure she'll give you, you know, shady moments. I'm sure she will read a girl down. Fun, fun, fun. But she's never going to give you her real story. Ever. She's just there for a check. And she goes with the wind. Phaedra goes with the wind in regards to who she's loyal to. I wouldn't turn my back on her either. I would not turn my back on Phaedra. Because you see how quickly, as if we don't have on camera, this woman saying one thing and then doing another. I didn't like the way she talked about these women on the show, or these B words as she referred to them. I say all that to say. So they play the clip of Phaedra going in on the women. Even watch the faces. Even Andy's face was like, oh. Toya was like, because remember, Toya said she's been in communication with them. Dr. Contessa's been in communication with them, with Phaedra. So they're like, oh my gosh. Quad is like, did she say trash? Who is she referring to? Again, look, you know what they say, takes one to know one. So if you're calling them trash and you're calling them the minions of, what you call them, demonic minions from hell. Takes one to know one. Because some people might say that's what you are, Phaedra. It would only take a demonic person to accuse someone and their husband of SA and do it so nonchalantly and never apologize for it. Phaedra Parks has never apologized. It's one thing to get all hyped up into the reality TV of it all. I mean, that wouldn't have been something I would have said or done to someone. But look, I have been on reality television in that capacity. But she has never apologized for it. Or taking accountability for it. Ever. So for those that say, why is Candy able to move on and forgive Portia? Because Portia apologized for it. Phaedra has never apologized for it. Never. And I'm actually shocked that Bravo would even take her back. Because of that, she's never issued an apology. And honestly, she should have issued a public apology. You said this on a public platform. And she never apologized for it. So calling someone demons or demonic minions from hell, again, takes one to know one, because it would take a demon from hell to do that to someone when you know for sure that you never heard someone tell you that, that you created that maybe with I don't know if it was with a producer or whatever, but you decided as a grown woman, a praying woman, a child of a preacher, you decided to get on reality television and say that and never ask for forgiveness, never apologize for it. And mind you, I've let Phaedra kind of just, you know, come on the show and do the, ooh, yes, and all that. But the way she went in on these women, and again, you can have your feelings about all of these women on this show, but the way she went and talked about these women, like they did the worst thing to her. What did they do to her so bad that they are trash human beings? And I've seen the comments of, oh, they're terrible. They did it. And they've done their dirt. But so has this woman. So has this woman, if not worse. And that's what Dr. Simone says during the reunion. She's like, we haven't, some people will disagree, but she's like, we haven't done some of the terrible things that Phaedra has done. When I saw it, it was so disgusting. I saw the clip before the reunion aired, and then when I saw it air, and I'm just like, this woman has a lot of nerve. She lies like it's her business. No wonder her and Drew get into it during this new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. They're having a lie off. A liar can't stand another liar. V, thank you so much for the super chat. V says, Sweet Tea should bow out gracefully while she has a little dignity left. Does she? Ken Goddess, thank you so much for the super chat. Ken Goddess says, Dr. Heavenly's teeth was busted when she started the show. Well, and then you're a dentist. Like who? I mean, she does good work. Whose work did she do the other day? I forgot. Was it Big Sexy? She did his teeth the other day. It was really good. She does good work. Wanda, thank you so much for the super chat. Wanda says, allegedly Damon was dating Heavenly's sister. Okay, y'all got to stop with that rumor. I don't know if that's true or not, but people, you know how people just start putting things out there, now everyone believes it? I don't know if that's true. But you never know. Keith, thank you so much for the super chat and for being a member. If we're still going to hold Phaedra hostage for what she did to Candy, how about Heavenly making that PDF file comment about Dr. G? They're all the same. And I literally just said that. We could do both. We could do both. And this is not holding Phaedra hostage to anything. Phaedra never apologized for it. If Phaedra had said, you know what, I apologize, Candy, for doing that. I should have never repeated something that I heard. That was really wrong. She's never done that. She hasn't done it. So holding her hostage for something that she's never apologized for, rightfully so. At least with Dr. Heavenly, she did apologize to Dr. Gregory. We saw that during the season. She did apologize to him for that, even though she apologized and does it again. That's why I can't with Heavenly. But yeah. So no one's holding Phaedra hostage. Phaedra's holding herself hostage because she never apologized. Nicole, thank you so much for another super chat. Nicole says, Kemp, make sure your next dental appointment is not friends with Dr. Hell. They might spike your Novocaine and ship you to Timbuktu to be a mail order bride. First of all, my doctor, I already know, does not mingle with Dr. Heavenly, okay? All right? I'm also not in Atlanta, okay? Gary, thank you so much for the super chat. Gary says, keep your foot on Fraudra's neck, Kemp. I can't help it. And the thing is, I think I probably wouldn't have said anything about Phaedra this recap if they didn't show that disgusting confessional. That to me was such a disgust. No matter how y'all feel about Married to Medicine crew, that was a disgusting confessional, the blanket statement that she made about these women. And we know she's being such a hypocrite. That's what annoyed me. It's the fact that you try to sit on your high horse like the fans have forgotten what you've said and done and never apologized for. Like, that tells me exactly who Phaedra really is at her core. She is the trash human being. She is the demonic minion from hell. Because only a person like that would say the things that she said about someone else without any facts and still never apologize how many years later for it. That is a demon from hell. Period. All right. I'm done. I'm done for the day. All right. I'll see you guys later. No, I'm playing. All right. Let me focus. Let me get through this. You all have asked Kempire, drop the skincare routine. Well, now I am. I am so excited about our new partnership with Buddha. I've been following the company for many, many years, and I know a lot of you are probably already familiar with their products. So I've been able to try their products for the last few weeks, and I have to say, I am utterly impressed. I'm not going to go through my nightly routine or my other routines because I have a morning routine, a nightly routine, I have a weekly routine, I have a monthly routine in regards to my skincare. So there is a whole system, but you have to start somewhere. So why not start now? First of all, let me talk about my morning routine. So I got to wash my face. You have to find the right cleanser, all right? And not all cleansers are made the same. Start with a cleanser, gives me a good lather. Once I'm doing that, another key component to your skincare, don't use the towel that you use to dry your hands or to dry your body on your face. They have these high quality, silky soft towels. You use it once and you throw it out. I love that. It's going to change your skincare routine. Once you're done with that, put on vitamin C. This is a game changer. For those that say, Kempire, your skin is glowing. Game changer. Vitamin C. I will also say this. Because I've tried so many different skincare products, I can tell quality versus not so quality. Quality so far from everything I've tried. There's also a very key component. And then after you've done your vitamin C, it's time to put on your moisturizer, Coco Shea Revitalizing Cream. I love this because I've tried some other companies and I'm not going to name them. Some are too thin or too thick or too scenty. This is perfect. And I do not say that lightly, and I'm not saying that because it's a partnership. I would tell you the truth. If you know me, you know that. Perfect consistency. When I've used this literally today, this woman that I met, she's like, oh my God, you have perfect skin. I can't tell you the amount of times that people tell me that, but but here's the final and key component, sunscreen. Very important. And I love the fact that they sent me the perfect system. Sunscreen, tinted mineral sunscreen, SPF 30. SPF 90, you don't need. I don't know why they sell it, but it is what it is. So we've partnered with Buddha, and I hope that you will get you a little something. For those that have been asking, what is your skincare routine? I just gave you my morning routine. Stay tuned for the nightly routine and other things. More information on our partnership is available at buddhaskin.com/Kempire. All that information will be available in the description. Thanks, Buddha. Because it is getting later in the evening and I want to go meditate and get rid of all the demonic energy from Phaedra. All right, let's move on. So Simone talks about how Phaedra has the nerve to call them those things because she's done a lot worse. Sweet Tea is asked because Sweet Tea's in communication with Phaedra. And she's like, I think, you know, Phaedra just doesn't, you know, she just doesn't, feels like she just doesn't fit in this group. She doesn't have a friend in this group. Sound familiar, Sweet Tea? You can relate? You don't have a friend in this group? And then Heavenly breaks the fourth wall and she says, you know, Apollo wanted to film. She says that she spoke to Phaedra about it and Phaedra seemed to be quite okay with it. She believes that Phaedra tried to play Apollo and she got played. Dr. Jackie agrees. Then Andy pulls out a mask of Phaedra and asks Dr. Simone to mimic Phaedra. We can move on. So they play Quad's package for things that have played out with Quad during the season. So they rehash the issues that Quad and Dr. Simone have had this past season, okay? So Simone says she felt slighted that they didn't know about King. Someone from the fans said, they sent a question and they said, if you want to meet the King, you better get right with the Queen. So Andy was like, did you send that in? Did you write that? Was that a cousin? Okay. Toya says that it was Simone that asked Quad to leave and that no one knew that Dr. Simone was going to do that because they flash back to all the dramatics of Quad over this episode, over the season and all the dramatics that she went through. We recapped it. I don't want to rehash it. Quad is very extra in her dramatics of everything that's played out. And she's another person I feel like she's feeling herself. She's feeling the hype of social media because a lot of people on social media don't like the cast. So they were like, oh, you guys try to get rid of Quad, but y'all forget, didn't Quad do the same thing with this group to get rid of Mariah? Just a reminder. So she's not completely innocent. Doesn't make it right that they even do that. But Toya's like, we did not make that decision for Quad to leave the trip in Napa. That was on Dr. Simone. And Dr. Simone said that this wasn't planned. We never planned to do that. And she's like, I don't rehearse these things. That's what I felt in that moment. All right. This is when Simone then says, you know, Quad has been giving us her A to kiss for years. All right. Toya calls out the group for their fake apologies, including Dr. Jackie. And Dr. Jackie does admit, she was like, well, my initial apology was real, but I felt like I was going to have to keep on apologizing. Which is true, because we saw that with Dr. Simone and Quad. Quad, one minute she was mad about something, they apologized about that, then she was mad about Napa. But again, I felt like Quad felt empowered because of the fans on social media. She felt empowered. So she felt like, oh, now y'all gonna suck up to me this season. So she really victimized herself during the top of the season. All right. All right. So then it turns into, because mind you, we thought that the fight between Dr. Simone and Quad was going to happen in episode one, part one of the reunion, but maybe that's in part two because it comes up again. I don't understand why it's coming up again. I thought they've moved forward in regards to their issues. And Quad even said at the top of her package that she doesn't want to rehash any of that stuff because her and Dr. Simone are in a good place now. And the reason why the group didn't know about King is because they weren't in a good place. They were not in a friendly place. That to me makes sense, why you wouldn't know about King. Maybe. Because some people don't believe. There are a small sector of people. I don't know if I believe that or not. I do feel like Quad did everything and anything to secure her spot this season, including making sure she shared her relationship, making sure that she was in a good place with everyone. Okay? But, you know, they're now people are digging into King's past. Apparently, he's being sued. People are accusing Quad and King's relationship of not being real. I don't know if I don't believe that it's real. I definitely think that she's putting it out there a lot more than maybe what it is. I don't know. Maybe they haven't been together for the last year. Maybe it is a new relationship. And she's like, I do need my relationship to be on air in order to keep this, you know, this job. Okay, maybe. I don't know. But if that is true, God, here we go again with what, you know, people are willing to do just to stay on reality television. Sweet Tea addresses on, so you know, what she's been saying on social media about Quad being jealous of her. But even we laughed about that. Like, really, Sweet Tea? I don't think that Quad is jealous. So Sweet Tea claims that Quad went on a press tour talking trash about her, and they show the different moments that Quad was talking about Sweet Tea. Quad says that Sweet Tea wouldn't be in this position here at this reunion without her. Sweet Tea says that Quad wouldn't be here without Gregory because he is the medicine. This is where I was like, oh God, she's listening to the fans, which is true, but let's be honest. Dr. Gregory and Quad would have not been on Married to Medicine without Mariah, of course, but also because of the close relationship that Quad had with Mariah. Also because Quad is good reality television. No matter how you feel about Quad, she is good reality television. So just because he was a doctor wouldn't have secured her spot on this show. You had to both be Married to Medicine and also good reality television. So I'm not going to give Sweet Tea completely all of that. Because when we see what we see when it comes to Dr. Gregory, if they just were going by Dr. Gregory, we wouldn't have been on. We would not know Quad and Dr. Gregory. All right. So, yes, he is the medicine. But let's be honest, that's not enough for reality television. Miss Brooklyn Diamond says Quad came back last year because Leticia and Dr. Gregory came back. Remember, she held out until they signed on. No, she held out because of she was trying to renegotiate her contract. She didn't hold out because they were coming back on the show. There was a rumor that she was not going to come back at all. And the word on the street is that's the reason why Heavenly and whoever wanted Sweet Tea and Dr. Gregory to come on the show to secure Quad Spot. Regardless, I think here's the thing. They needed each other in these last couple of seasons. Both people, Quad and Sweet Tea. They needed each other because we were tired of watching Quad wash her wigs and not be friends with these women. And then Sweet Tea and Dr. Gregory came back, what would we be talking about in regards to this? If Quad wasn't there, we would not care about Dr. Gregory and Sweet Tea. Quad has been there without Dr. Gregory and Sweet Tea, which was but she was there without them. So I definitely think they needed each other, but someone needed someone more. Okay. If we're going to be honest. Okay. All right. What else did I want to talk about in regards to the back and forth? Oh, yeah, there was a lot. Let me go through what was being said. T then says to Quad that she is a non-motherfucking factor. Okay? I don't know. This is where you lose me. Like, I'm not a Quad. I'm not part of the Quad Squad. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, Quad is not a non-factor on this show. Especially not this season. Okay? T says that King allegedly got Toya. Quad the Rolls Royce. We don't know if that was a rented Rolls Royce. I mean, that's his business. For all we know, he could have rented that. Do I care? No. If that's his business, he's in that business. Look, cars depreciate. Like, I don't care if you're leasing a car. I think it's actually kind of dumb nowadays to actually buy a car. So if he's leasing one, at least he has the capacity. He has a business. Allegedly being sued. I haven't seen the lawsuit in front of me, so I can't talk about it. But if he runs a business, owns a business that has Rolls Royces, and he gives his woman one, I don't see anything wrong with it. I would see something wrong with it if she's the one renting it from him and renting him. Just saying. Oh, Leola. Oh, Leola says, Kempire, one day I wish you would stop the negative vibes. Leola, you know what you can do, right? You don't have to be here. If you feel like there are negative vibes here, you know what I do when I feel like negative vibes here? I block. And we just did that for you. I'm trying to protect you, Leola. I'm trying to protect you. I mean, it takes a lot to get blocked here, but I'm just like, this is not the day, y'all. This is not the day, Judy. Judy says, woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm protecting your vibes, Leola. I'm protecting your vibes, okay? One day I hope you stop with the negative vibes. Really? Are we watching the same show, Leola? Protect your vibes, Leola. Who wants next? It's probably one of the cast on their burner account. Nini in my TikTok chat says, did someone really say that? I did, and I really just blocked them. Banned. Y'all came on the right day. All right. Sweet Tea talks about, did you guys notice how Quad did not refer to Sweet Tea as Sweet Tea? She referred to Letitia. I felt like that was intentional. But okay. So T says that Quad comes off as fake. Quad says that T comes off as country. And she was like, are you from Memphis, Tennessee? You're a Beverly Hillbilly. I can't with Sweet. No, Sweet Tea. No, no. Girl, no. Mayday. No. You come across as the Beverly Hillbilly. Quad is from Memphis, Tennessee, but she definitely does not give, like, country as much as you give country. And there ain't nothing wrong with country. Shout out to our country folks. I love me down south and country. But don't sit here and start throwing shots when those shots could be thrown right back at you. She really thought she was doing something. I was like, girl, not Beverly Hillbilly. All right. I thought this was really interesting because they asked Quad about, you know, her sex life. Andy seemed really interested in her sex life. Even Dr. Contessa clocked it. She's like, you're never that interested in our sex life. Because Andy, you know, Andy like a black man. Okay, there's a rumor that Andy Cohen has some announcement next month that he's going to be, you know, maybe stepping down from Bravo. There's a rumor every year about that. However, you know what I've noticed? Andy is doing all kinds of stunts and shows on his Watch What Happens Live. Y'all noticed? Oh, he's got these black models coming out and doing all kinds of sexual things, throwing balls in over their crotch. Then he had the corn star, Raheem, as the bartender, trying to pretend Raheem does something else. And I was just like, I feel like Andy Cohen is balls to the wall. He might be leaving next season or next month. Anyone else noticed? I just had to point that out. I was like, he's leaning in. Okay, Andy, we see you. Live your best life, Andy. Live your best life. Okay. So, all right. So then Quad talks about working with Dr. Jackie in regards to IVF treatments. What? Wait. I was like, wait a minute. Is this serious? And Dr. Jackie's like, we might have an announcement. And we're like, what? What's it? What's the announcement? But I guess she has, I guess this will be the storyline next season. If Quad is pregnant, she just secured her spot for next season. Right? Yeah, mind you, she never look, Dr. Greg, you're going to lose his mind if she's pregnant. Dr. Greg going to lose his mind if she's pregnant. Come on. Set me free. I want to be free. Get on with the life now. I'm going to get on with the life now. I got a brand new life now. I'm going to have a little baby child. A little baby child. A little baby child.
Good job, Gregory. You did a great job.
And almost honestly, if and it was interesting to see Quad turn to Dr. Jackie. You want to talk about it? I was sort of like, But the fact that she's enlisted Dr. Jackie said to me, like, oh, wait, this might be real. This might be real. All right. So maybe something's going to happen. All right. Toya's package. So they do Toya's package. Again, I said I felt like Toya, I haven't been a huge fan of Toya over the years. However, I have to say she had a really good season. For me, she was making the most sense. She was calling everyone out, including herself. So they play a game with Toya, asking her some truthful questions. Andy asked her some questions. Who's had the most work done? She says, Dr. Heavenly. She says, who has a hard time telling the truth? She says, Letitia. She says, who needs to fire their stylist? Heavenly chimes in, Dr. Simone. Dr. Simone's like, mind your business. Y'all all need to fire your stylist. But no, Toya says, Tisha. Then he says, and Anderson Cooper or myself. And then she hesitates and she's like, you. Mm-mm. So then Toya, I guess, you know, this is something that's come up over the years because, you know, Toya is always making like snarky remarks about Dr. Eugene. And Toya's just like, we need to stop that. You know, this is just what we do. And the group reacts to that and they understand their dynamic. I think this is the first season where we all, even as an audience, understand their dynamic and their relationship. I do believe that there's a lot of love there and that this is just what they do. We're just not used to it. We're watching a reality show and we're seeing her drag him in, with some like really like, oh, that's kind of harsh, but okay. So she addresses that and she's like, yeah, he has his voice. He does have his own voice in this relationship. And she says that, you know, everyone in this group has seen him have a voice. OK, Dr. Jackie does say, like, you know, I do every once in a while turn around and check on him. as she should. OK, this is also when we find out that Toya has moved into a new home, a new house that she's bought. Is this the same house that she was building? It clearly looks like a house that they built, but I wonder if is this the same spot or was this a new house somewhere else? Because we thought that she was going to move into this house a long time ago, right? And this is probably, what, her third or fourth dream house. They did say like fourth or fifth, but dream house. She's had quite a few dream houses. I can't wait to see like the fully done, because based off of what we did get to see, I was like, this is nice. You got money. I'm just saying. I was like, this is nice. I didn't expect this to turn into a beef between her and Tisha, because she ends up saying, that she didn't move into anyone else's house. For me, originally, it would have went right over my head. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, she's talking about Tisha. And then Tisha looks like, she's like, my name, Toya says, my name is on the mortgage. And she's like, my name is on this mortgage. Do we believe that Tisha's name is on Dr. Gregory's mortgage? I don't know. I mean, it's possible those things can happen. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe it. Nope. Look, TikTok, my TikTok fam are saying, nope, 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 nope. See, look, Nene says, I don't think her name is on the mortgage, laughing out loud. I think she just said it to say it. Because who's going to deny it? No one, right? And when she said to Toya, because Toya's like, my name is on the mortgage, she was like, yeah, you just got that. Does she not realize Toya has owned a home before? She just moved into this rental? So I thought that was interesting. Because she was like, oh, you know, you just got that. Okay, girl. Toya has owned a home before. This is not her first time being on with her name on a mortgage. She's done it quite a few times, actually. But I don't believe Tisha that her name is on the mortgage at all. Especially the way he gaslights her, and when with the whole, what you call it, the security system last season, her name is not on that mortgage. Kisco says, stop. We know Toya is not good with money. She might not be good with money, but she's making money. That's one thing we can say. She's making money. So, I mean, word on the street, she makes more than Dr. Eugene. I wouldn't be surprised. That Bravo check is good. Remember, the husbands don't get paid. She gets paid. She probably does make more than him, which is unfortunate in our day and age that doctors are making less than reality TV stars. But that's okay. And this is probably part of the reason why these folks want to stay on this show, because that's a nice check along with, you know, what they do professionally. All right. All right. All right. Let me get to some super chats that you guys send. Guys, if you haven't already, you can also support the channel just by liking the video. We have 2,200 of you here and not even 500 likes. Leona. Oh, you can't watch anymore. I was going to tell her, like the video. She probably don't, because she says she's hoping one day I'll stop with the negative vibes. Girl. Girl. Let me get my chair, y'all. Because I told y'all I hurt my back. I didn't sit down. Like, I need to sit down. I was trying. All right. Oh, there we go. Oh, that feels better. All right. Let me say thank you, because we had quite a few super chats before we get to more of the back and forth between Toya and Tisha. I haven't been a huge fan of Toya. Like I've said, how many times am I going to say it? Every time. I haven't been a huge fan of hers, but I do believe she embraced Tisha. And I think Tisha didn't like the fact that the group ended up embracing Quad again. And I don't know. I just feel like Tisha does move like an immature child, even though she is a grown woman. Trey, thank you so much for the super chat. Trey says, Quad is Southern. Sweet Tea is country. There is a difference. Thank you, Trey. There is a difference. Oh, wait. You guys sent a lot of super chats. Let me shimmy for the super chats, y'all. Let me not shimmy too quick. All for Beauty. Thank you so much for the super chat. All for Beauty says, Quad's gang was sued for... Oh, Quad's king, you mean. Was sued for fraud with cars. Saw the court documents. Yeah, I haven't seen the court documents, but I did hear about that. All for Beauty. Here's the thing. He's not a husband. It is a lawsuit. If Quad was necessarily involved, then I'd be like, I'm not digging too deep into that. People, you can get sued for anything nowadays. I have to read the court documents myself. I haven't seen it yet. But we'll talk about it at some point, I'm sure. Lexi, thank you so much for the super chat. Lexi says, there are numerous businesses involved in the civil lawsuit involving King. Andy himself has been sued for worse. I'm letting it play out. Lexi, it's like we're reading each other's minds. And again, King is not the star of the show. He's a boyfriend to a star of the show. I'm sort of like, again, people are sued every day. But thank you, Lexi. Lexi says, there are numerous businesses involved in the civil lawsuit involving King. Andy himself has been sued for worse. I'm letting it play out. Exactly. Drea, thank you so much for the super chat. Drea says, bye, Leola. Dr. Payne, thank you so much for the super chat and for being a member for a long time. Dr. Payne says, hey, Kempire and friends, did this reunion open up the eyes that Sweet Tea is a bit of a jerk? And that is part of the reason she has no friends on the show. I mean, she said it. I didn't say it, but ew. Hey, Rita. Rita says, just saying hello and excited to watch this tomorrow. Too much work these days. Love you all. Thank you, Rita. Good luck with work. I get it. I understand. Everything's happening. Thank you so much, Dr. Payne, for another super chat. Dr. Payne says, Leola, don't make me take off my earrings. It's all right. She's banned already. Ari, thank you so much for being a member and for the super chat. Okay, cute photo. Ari says, Sweet T should have said Quad is a hood rat from Memphis because and is. Oh my God. Damn, Ari. Ari came out punching. Pamela, thank you so much for the super chat. Pamela says, Kempire, you're on one. Am I or am I just being honest? I come up here and I work hard. I don't need y'all coming in my chat trying to drag me and call me negative and giving negative vibes. Really? Keith, thank you so much for the super chat. Keith says, why didn't Toya become a developer? Since she likes building houses so much. Don't waste these 10 years and have nothing to show for it. I mean, it's not a bad business to get into. Chef Lorraine, thank you so much for the super chat. Chef Lorraine says, Toya had me cracking up when she saw Sweet Tea and said, oh Lord, because of her out. Oh, when Sweet Tea wanted to be the last one to come out. Yeah. She said, oh Lord. That's why she said she has the worst fashion and needs a new stylist. Chrissy, thank you so much for the super chat. Chrissy says, new request, play baby, little baby child for every Real Housewives baby announcement. Just kidding, unless you're going to do it. No, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. Once the season of Married to Medicine is over, I'm removing it from the soundboard. All right? Miss Esquire, thank you so much for the super chat. Miss Esquire says, Toya is one tax lien away from being in trouble again. Savannah, slow down. Why y'all doing this to Toya? Mother, why y'all doing this to Toya? V, thank you so much for being a member and for the super chat. V says, he may have used her veteran benefits for their mortgage. No taxes. Oh, V. That's an interesting take. Oh. That is an interesting take, V. I never thought about that. So he'll stay married to her just so he can continue to get the benefits. He may have used her veteran benefits for their mortgage. No taxes. Good for the veterans. Y'all don't get enough. Y'all need more than that. TS, thank you so much for being a member and for the super chat. Yes, I'm an escrow analyst. She's a veteran and probably qualifies. Look, y'all all on it. She probably qualifies for veteran exemption. If Dr. G was smart, he would get the tax exemption. I would. Imagine he hasn't. I honestly don't think he's that smart. But now that you guys are saying it, you know they probably watch. Y'all should do it. You're entitled. But here's the thing, though. If she divorces him, she could take it back, right? Because my thing is, if you're going to do that, go buy a new house. Go buy a new house that you know, that's yours. And then get that benefit. But okay, with her name on it, I guess technically it's hers, right? Did she sign a prenup? I always learn so much from you guys. Hey, Roots to Tresses says, love the show, Kempire. Thank you so much. Drea, thank you so much for another super chat. Let Leona go. She don't go here. Bye. Drea's still dragging Leona. DJ, thank you so much for the super chat. DJ says, few things. Property tax exemption for vet. Y'all are on it. I didn't even know that about veterans. So do I need to get me a veteran? Few things. Property tax exemption for vets. So I absolutely believed he added her to save money. Laughing out loud. Also, I watched the uncensored. Yes, I watched the uncensored version. You hear them all kind of cussing. And I think they also probably added some stuff. Maybe. Also, I watched the uncensored version on Peacock. Seems like Andy's annoyed with T too. Yikes. I also think they edited it down, Sweet T stuff. At one particular point, when she tried to make it seem as if Toya was trying to have a moment, even Andy had to come to Toya's defense. First of all, Toya was like, do you see where you are? I don't need to have a moment. This entire reunion is based off of my event. She didn't say all that, but basically that's what she was saying. And Andy was defending Toya. She's like, she's been here for 11 years. I don't think she needs a moment, but yeah. Lauren, thank you so much for being a member for the Super Chat. Lauren says, a Rolls Royce was stolen from someone he rented it to. On Turbo, the car wasn't paid off and the finance company wants their money, so they're suing everyone. Yeah, that's what I was like. There's not a lot of smoke. Like, I have like the overview. I have the cliff notes about the lawsuit, but I haven't seen the lawsuit in front of me. His name is just attached. That's why I was like, okay, like, these things happen. So thank you for clarifying, Lauren, in regards to King, Quad's boyfriend. A Rolls Royce was stolen from someone he rented it to on Turbo. The car wasn't paid off, and the finance company wants their money, so they're suing everyone. So there's multiple people on this lawsuit. Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate the clarification and nice summary. Doreen, thank you so much for the super chat. Doreen says, Sweet Tea's name might be on the lease. She gets veteran benefits because they will help veterans. I hope for her sake that you guys are right. Because if she just said that to say that and they really aren't getting the benefits, but she does seem like she knows what she has access to. Not only does she have access to the money, she now has access to the house and the mortgage. All right. Let me take a sip. Guys, again, don't forget to like the video. It's easy. It's free. We have 2,200 of you watching on multiple platforms. Okay? We're talking about part one of the Married to Medicine reunion. We're live on TikTok. We're live on Twitch, Twitter. We're also live on YouTube. We're not live on Facebook because Facebook is trash. Well, because I don't know. They're not working. I don't know. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, I've partnered with our friends over at Butter. Head on over to butterskin.com/Kempire so you can get 10% off of their skincare routine. You'll get to also see my skincare routine. So make sure you check that out and get you a little something today. Okay. All right. So Toya has a back and forth with Sweet Tea. Okay. We talked a little bit about that. All right. Tisha says that Toya was trying to make this a moment. Andy is like, he doesn't really need to do that. Tisha also claims that Toya wanted her to go to war with Quad. So they go back and forth on that. I don't, like, part of me understands why that would be believable. But then at the same time, that's almost as if you're saying that Toya needs Sweet Tea in order to go at Quad, and she doesn't. Do I believe that she was more than willing to be friends with Sweet Tea because at the time she wasn't friends with Quad? Yeah. But it seems like Quad was definitely interested to hear what Sweet Tea had to say. And she was like, I'm listening. And then she called Sweet Tea out for throwing her out of the bachelorette party. She was like, but you were more than willing to throw me out of the bachelorette party. Why were you even there? I know it was a filmed event, but why were you there? Still weird, no matter how you do it. Lux says vets actually do have certain tax exemptions. Not sure if it varies by state, but they definitely do. My husband is a vet. Yeah, we learned something new today. I had no idea. I might have to get me a veteran. I'm always trying to get some sort of veteran. Maybe I could get me a billionaire that was a veteran. Okay. Okay. Just trying to get all the benefits. Not that you really need the benefits if you're a billionaire. You already get a lot of tax benefits if you're a billionaire. Which seems so backwards, but that's a whole other conversation. Okay. All right. All right. Moving on. And then Tisha brings up, you said to Toya, you said that Quad and I shared the same D. And Toya's like, you did. I do feel like Sweet Tea mixes things up to her advantage. I think sometimes she's confused, but I also think she intentionally takes certain things and mixes it up to make it seem one other way. I don't think she's the most honest person. Originally, I was sort of like believing everything she said, but the more and more I see things play out and more I see her look up in the air like this when she's talking, says to me she's not telling the truth. I remember, we don't know this woman from a hole in the wall. She's new to us. For all we know, she could be a habitual liar. Keith, you know what, Keith? Damn Virgo. Keith says, the only billionaires that are veterans were born in the 1930s. You want a Vietnam vet, Kempire? Are you judging? Okay, do not judge me. Okay. Do not judge me. Love is love, okay? Mary Jane's Baby says, thank you for being a member. The girls are mad at Sweet Tea because she didn't play along with their storyline. I originally felt that, and I felt like they were alienating her, but I also feel like she sort of alienated herself. Have you ever met someone that's done that too, where they just sort of alienate themselves? I also feel like in a lot of ways she's alienated herself, just based off her behavior on her YouTube channel here. she's alienated herself. I think she really started to believe her own hype. I think because, you know, what are her fans called? She ain't got fans. Stop it. I think they hyped her up and they empowered her to believe, like, yeah, you're the show. Without Quad, you're nothing. Da da da. But let me tell you something. Let's get rid of Quad and King. I already did the poll a couple of weeks ago, and y'all said y'all want Quad and King over Dr. Gregory and Sweet Tea. But let's say Quad is not there next season. Then what with Sweet Tea? Then what? Tell me. What does that look like?
Is this, honey?
What does that look like? All right. Marigold says, serve your country however you can, Kempire. See? I'm trying. All right. Some of y'all saying they did that to Phaedra. Are y'all serious right now? Y'all got to stop trying to make it seem like Phaedra is some sort of victim. Phaedra is not a victim. Asia says, Kempire, what do you think the cast will talk about next season? Because the entire review so far has been about Sweet Tea and Phaedra. Definitely need a shakeup. We've been saying that they needed a shakeup. If you've been watching our recaps, they definitely need a shakeup. Well, the last part of the reunion we're going to talk about in just a second. The Liptons. I can't stand y'all. Liptons rise. No, let's stop that. Shout out to the Espos. We haven't talked about the Espos in a hot second. How they doing? How's our show doing? Are they doing all right? All right. Let me drop the call link for our members first. I'm going to do that right now. Okay. Let me drop that on the community tab. And shout out to everyone watching on TikTok. Guys, let's get to 20,000 likes on TikTok. All right. And if you're watching the replay of this, shout out to our replay crew. I understand not everyone can be here during our live recaps. However, we appreciate our replay crew as well. We have quite a few people that watch the replay, probably more so than the people that watch because, again, people busy. All right. Let me drop the call-in link. I definitely got to get off of here by 6 o'clock. So just an FYI. So we won't be taking everybody today. All right. All right. Wait, let me just make sure this is, oh yeah, I did do this. Okay. And live chat, we'll drop the call link for you guys in just a second, but maybe not. We got 2,200 people here watching, not even 500 likes. Yeah, probably not. All right. So if you're a member of the channel, we've dropped the call link for you guys. So be sure to check that out if you want to call in. And hold on. I don't know why this person keeps requesting me on TikTok. All right. Okay. So at the end of this reunion, it then turns into the issues that, because Dr. Contessa gets her own sort of package. Again, this is just a reminder to me that Dr. Contessa is probably going to come back full time next season. So we see Dr. Contessa come back in the package that they play. And this leads to a conversation about the issues between Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Contessa. And we're not going to rehash it because we've been rehashing it since it all played out beyond last season. Okay. The previous season, I should say. And this just leads to, Dr. Heavenly always says your mama. They said that Heavenly actually said more in regards to what they showed, in regards to what she said about Dr. Contessa's mama, who's passed away. Quad stops the conversation. She's like, Heavenly, you should not talk about anyone's mother, especially if the mother has passed away. All right. But Heavenly says that she wants an apology. She wants an apology from Dr. Contessa. And Dr. Contessa is like, you want an apology from me? Dr. Heavenly says that she's apologized to Dr. Contessa. And she did, but we don't know if that apology is going to stick with Dr. Heavenly because she's apologized and has gotten into the same issue yet again. Well, then this leads to, because Dr. Heavenly feels like she's owed an apology because of Dr. Contessa saying that Dr. Damon Daddy has some mixed babies with the last name Kimes. And Andy's just like, where'd you hear that? And she's like, the streets of Atlanta. And Andy's like, did anyone ever hear that before? Quad's like, I've never heard that. I think Quad and Dr. Heavenly have an alliance, so I don't think they're going to say any of that stuff about each other. But Dr. Simone says she spoke to a woman that says that Dr. Damon gave her his number. Toya says she's heard things. Did Dr. Jackie say anything? I don't remember. Probably not, because she's good friends with Dr. Heavenly. I did not expect people to co-sign that people have said stuff. So I'm sort of like, oh, so look, so, all right. I guess Dr. Damon Daddy's not so innocent. So I'm sure Dr. Heavenly, when she goes on her YouTube channel later today, she's going to go off on Dr. Contessa. And this is why her and Dr. Contessa are probably not in a good space, which is fine. But I don't know. Like, I feel like they can move forward. We saw them move forward during the season. I mean, when you make an accusation like that, but then again, you've also called her husband an abuser. So then there's that. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.